Chapter 2 I resisted all the way, a new thing for me, and a circumstance which greatly strengthened the bad opinion Bessie and Miss Abbott were disposed to entertain of me. The fact is, I was a trifle beside myself, or rather out of myself, as the French would say. I was conscious that a moment's mutiny had already rendered me liable to strange penalties, and, like any other rebel slave, I felt resolved in my desperation to go all lengths. "Hold her arms, Miss Abbott, she's like a mad cat!" "For shame, for shame!" cried the lady's maid. "What shocking conduct, Miss Eyre, to strike a young gentleman, your benefactress's son, your young master!" "Master! How is he my master? Am I a servant?" "No, you are less than a servant, for you do nothing for your keep. There, sit down, and think over your wickedness." They had got me by